Network.
Yep, there's a bunch of crooks running our country. They want to set up open martial law so that we can't take our country back. They're not done raping and robbing us yet. We're going back to your calls. So, Andrew, in Virginia, tell us what happened.
Okay, so this all started last Wednesday when, well, first of all, my girlfriend is a type 1 diabetic that has suffered from that since age 15. And also has some additional complications that make
So what did they do at the hospital?
Okay, so she came in with a wound that was inflicted during what is known as diabetic ketoacidosis, which is essentially unregulated blood sugar. And once the, you know, levels get so high, it makes someone delirious.
Talk right into your telephone.
Right. Can you hear me now?
Okay, yeah. So what did they say?
Okay, so we get there, and immediately they take us into the emergency room and put us in a family room, right? At that point, instead of focusing on the medical emergency...
They were trying to imply that you'd beaten her because they get some bonus cash if they send you to the Who Scout.
Exactly. So they
and now, if you ever try to have a baby with her, there's no judgment, no arrest, or no record. They'll say they're going to try to take your kid, saying, well, you were there once. I know people publicly get their noses broken at softball games, and they take people's whole families. And you've got 100 witnesses, and they're like, doesn't matter, your kids are gone. We're big, fat pedophiles. Hail the New World Order. If you don't like it, you're evil. Okay, so what happened? So the control freaks waddle in. What happened next?
Right. So it's, you know, they first sent an EMT in who verified that the wound needed stitches and was serious. And the only thing covering at this point was gauze we had brought in from home.
No, everything is a police state now. Everywhere you've got to be treated like a prisoner. This is all prisoner training. So the long and short of it, what happened?
Okay, so then they send in the mental health professional.
Which is going to run a PSYOP. They don't read you your rights, anything. Listen, every time we've had a baby, they ask me, oh, you go put this paper downstairs for us. And then as soon as I leave, is he beating you? Do you have enough money at home? And they're just putting it all in a database. Sorry, go ahead. So how did this end?
Okay, exactly. So it ended with essentially them bullying her for the next 48 hours. And she had to be admitted for the DKA, the diabetic ketoacidosis, and had to stay in the ICU.
Yeah, but they wanted a juicy plump. They wanted to open a perp file on you. So they bullied her to do what?
Well, they bullied her. They were bullying her into being committed, actually, because they were trying to say that she was suicidal and a danger to herself.
Oh, yeah. Well, see, a lot of hospitals can get double or triple funding. Like when they grab a little baby at 2 and put it on Prozac by saying it's mentally ill when it cries for its mommy that they've just jacked. Then federal funding for a quote, ill child comes in, special needs. And so they always jack them on more drugs. So the hospital basically kidnapped her.
Yeah, basically. They just wanted to continually bully her into signing a form saying that she would voluntarily go, but...
Okay, so how did this black op end?
Okay, well, it ended with them bullying her for over 48 hours, threatening to drag her out of a hospital bed with the police and take her down to the psychiatric unit.
Yeah, just total control freak Nazi zombies everywhere. So how did it end?
It ended with the county actually coming in because we were refusing everything the hospital was saying we wanted to leave, et cetera. They bring the county in, and they do another biased evaluation.
Yeah, the schools, the hospitals, the car places, they're all little prison induction centers. And all these little petty nobodies get off on it. Okay, so we're almost out of time. How did this end?
Okay, it ended with her being indefinitely detained. They ended up pulling her into time saying...
indefinitely detained? Because she's Al-Qaeda?
Apparently so. So they ended up, you know, bullying her into that. They take her to the facility. We just got her out on Monday after fighting, you know, tooth and nail, threatening lawsuits, et cetera. They even admitted that they were in the wrong. They admitted
No. That's a black op. You got to get out of town. They're going to try to set you up again. It's pure evil. Listen, it came out in the 90s, but when I was in the 80s, I had friends who I played football with and stuff who didn't even smoke marijuana. And their parents would grab them and send them to these centers where they basically tortured them. And then they would do all this stuff to them until their insurance ran out and then release them. And again, that's what it is that I guarantee you it was probably a charity hospital, even though you were probably paying. And see, they get all this government funding by doing that. And so you just ran into a nest of vipers. Look, send me your name. Send me your info. Write up. Do a YouTube of what happened. Get your wife on there with them. Name names. Go after them. Because believe me, they're feeding on kids.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter, sitting passively by. And accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
The kickoff, officially, of the 2012 presidential election, the Iowa caucuses. We're going to be tracking this throughout the 3 hours and on InfoWars Nightly News tonight, 7 o'clock, transmitted from InfoWarsNews.com. And we have Wayne Paul, brother of Congressman Ron Paul, joining us to talk about his view of what's happening in this country. Wayne is a longtime anti-Federal Reserve, anti-New World Order activist, and we'll get Wayne to also give us his take on who Ron Paul really is and what he thinks of all of these attacks. And we'll open the phones up so you'll have a chance to talk to Wayne Paul. That is coming up today. I have a New Year's resolution that when I do take calls, I want to go to them quickly, and I want to take a lot of them. And I have a tendency to get so caught up myopically in news and in analysis and in basically ranting and raving that I don't go to as many calls as I'd like to. Because there's only one person that's my boss here on the radio, and that's unfortunately Alex Jones. I'm actually an old hand at radio, Been doing it almost 17 years. It'll be 17 years in about a month. But I tend to like the shows where I mix it up with audio and video clips and analysis and different news items and cover some science and technology and cover some news of the strange and take a lot of calls and have interesting guests on. That's the shows that I like. And I go off of what I like. Now, listeners have told me they like it when I rant and rave for 2 hours straight. I understand that. But callers are so good because they take us in different directions. They raise issues I wasn't aware of. A lot of times they bring up local news that we then go find, write an article about, and then next it's on the Drudge Report. So calls are key, and my New Year's resolution is to work more of them into the show. So here's the deal. I'm going to give the number out, and I'm going to go to your calls in this segment and throughout the hour interspersed with key news. And we're going to have a lot of calls for Wayne Paul, CPA, political activist, patriot, as well. And then we're going to have open phones again in the third hour. I was going to have Chuck Baldwin's son, who's a great patriot, on, but so much is going on with the caucuses. I want to talk about states' rights with him. I'm going to work on getting him on tomorrow or on the nightly news, because I'd left a note, and I think the producers, well, it said get him on today, and I meant tomorrow. So we're going to work on doing that tomorrow. Apologize to Mr. Baldwin, because I want to be able to cover the news in the third hour and take your calls. Here is the toll-free number to join us, 1-800-259-9231. Obviously, I'd like to get your take on the presidential election, on the Republicans saying that they're going to count the votes in secret to protect its integrity. See, that's the riddle hidden in plain view of national security. You let the government operate in secret and have unlimited funds and power, and now they're saying, we'll kill U.S. citizens, we'll secretly arrest you for national security, we're overthrowing the Bill of Rights and Constitution, which is the country. So the force you set up to supposedly protect the country is what always ends up being used in Rome and in many other civilizations and empires to bring it down. Our founding fathers, all of them, wrote articles and books and gave speeches where they talked about, et nauseam, the United States will not fall from without. No army can stand against us. We have an armed, informed citizenry who's ready to fight. They just beaten the greatest empire in the world who'd never been defeated. A ragtag band beat them because they were willing to fight. They said, we will only fall from within. And the system menaces the public and says, Iran's going to nuke you if you don't, elect Mitt Romney or Santorum. That was the talking point on talk radio nationally and locally. And I just thought, here's Israel rumored to have 800 nuclear weapons, confirmed to have over 400. Cruise missiles, submarines, ICBM delivery systems, Knesset statements about Europe better do what we want, we've got nukes. I mean, Israel's one of the biggest nuclear powers in the world with a super high-tech system, and nobody is going to mess with them. People say, oh, well, the Iranians want war right now. They're crazy. They think it's the end of the world. Funny, I see Christian websites, I see comments on my videos, and I go to the people's YouTube channels, and they're like, praise the Lord, I want Armageddon to begin. Nuke the Middle East now. Well, Iran's not even in the Middle East, but you can't even basically explain that to some people. Iran has sat there and taken the West, Israel, the U.S., and England, blowing up their military bases in the last 5 years. 5 years ago, Bush put out a White House press release that we covered here on air saying, the White House has activated 4 freedom fighting groups out of Iraq to attack and destabilize Iran. And those groups are all, except for the Kurd group, Al-Qaeda. Same Al-Qaeda our government has now used to take over Libya and is now used to begin the invasion of Syria on record. And now it's in what Associated Press, Press TV, and other publications today that the United States on the Lebanese, that is the banks that have hijacked our country, headline, U.S. setting up buffer zone on Lebanon-Syrian border. So the invasion beachhead is now starting. That's what they called the invasion with U.S., British, and other troops backing up the invasion of Libya. They called it humanitarian corridors. They're setting up the humanitarian, like the humanitarian love bombs. And now Obama says he doesn't need congressional approval or even debate or even consultation. First, it's no declaration of war. Then it's congressional approval. Then it's congressional consultation. And now I don't need your stinking consultation. And now the Congress has voted, and Obama has signed it, the NDAA, to empower the president to secretly arrest or kill U.S. citizens in the U.S. or anywhere in the world, torture, you name it. Congress is just ceding all of its power. Now, again, Obama himself, this is a paradox, is a teleprompter reading puppet who's on vacation probably 10 days out of the month on average. More vacation than George W. Bush, because they're puppets. Bill Clinton was hardly ever on vacation. And when he was working, because he was such a wicked globalist that they actually trusted him to actually run things. Bill Clinton, people say the last president was Kennedy. That's not true. Kennedy was a president that didn't follow the globalist orders and tried to be president, and they killed him. Clinton is the last president, and George Herbert Walker Bush to a certain extent as well actually ran things. But Clinton was the last one to really run things. Because they're like, well, you're anti-freedom, anti-America, anti-Second Amendment, total global communist for the mega banks to destroy all competition, take over. We are going to let you run things. And Clinton would reportedly sleep about 3 hours a night and was involved in every major decision. The point is the power structure, the bureaucracy, wants the executive to have dictator powers. And that's what they're doing now. And it's so dangerous, words cannot describe it. So I want to ask callers, what do you make of, and of course Lou Rockwell is pointing it out, many others are pointing out, this looks super suspicious that they're taking the voting behind closed doors. And now saying it's going to be a Romney landslide. When all the polls show Ron Paul in first or second place, they're now creating the hoax that, nope, it's a landslide. Everybody turned against Paul. Are they getting ready for a big scam? Because you know they'll do it. I mean, these are criminals. I want to ask you about that. And I also want to ask you, why do you think the system is openly getting rid of the Bill of Rights and Constitution and openly announcing they're going to get rid of the First Amendment and have selective internet, Chinese-style internet kill switches? Why do you think they're moving so fast now, and the tyrants are coming out of the closet? Let's go to your phone calls. Thomas in Illinois, you're on the air. Welcome.
Alex, I'll start your car for you anytime, brother.
Thank you. Well, what's on your mind?
Just a couple things here. I just wanted to first give out some props to Stitcher. I'm listening on my iPhone app. But I first found you through Stitcher. You've heard about them?
I know there's a whole bunch of different systems that list every online radio venue in the known galaxy. But no, I haven't heard of that particular one.
Yeah, that's how I got you about a year ago. One quick thing, and then I'll let you go. Do you think that Ron Paul should actually have Secret Service protection since he is 1, 2, or 3 in every single poll?
Yes, but again, that's another paradox. It's normally the Secret Service that'll actually bust a cap in you, and then they'll have some little patsy who's drugged up out of their mind, who they later tell, you know, when they wake up from the amnesia, like Sirhan or others, oh, you did that. Did you know that? And, of course, court documents even come out on Sirhan that was a stage deal. The LAPD knew it was the government. They detained the guy who was actually seen shooting RFK, but again, it just becomes a conspiracy theory because we all know the government wouldn't do wrong. So, yes, Ron Paul should have Secret Service protection as the, you know, leading Republican candidate, undoubtedly. But you don't want Secret Service protection because they would just put guys in there that would step aside for him to get blown away and undoubtedly spy on Ron Paul. So if I was Ron Paul, I would not accept Secret Service protection.
Right, right. At least the only good thing about it was it actually give people a second thought of like, hey, he really can win.
Well, look, it's a mind game. And look, the globalists are almost out of political bullets. Great points. Before, if they said somebody couldn't win, he would have gone nowhere. But they've said he can't win, he can't win, he can't win, and he's at the front of the pack. So now they're pulling out all the stops, going completely bonkers.
Hey guys, are weaker testosterone levels taking you out of the game? Are you gaining fat, feeling tired, losing desire in the bedroom? Get back in the game. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. Just take Ageless Male every day and boost your testosterone by 61%. When your levels are healthy, you can feel energy again, a great outlook again, and yes, a healthy sex drive. The results are life-changing. Beware of cheap knockoffs. Ageless Male is an exclusive formula and the only one proven in research to boost testosterone 61%. Try Ageless Male risk-free. Just call 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Man thinks, cause he rules the earth, he can do with it as he please.
By the way, later we're going to play the clip of this. Fox News, talk radio, they've all got a talking point going. You've heard it in the last month that the Iowa governor said the same thing, that if poll bots give Ron Paul the victory in Iowa, they're just going to ignore it. And that they've basically changed the rules in the Republican electoral process, and that they'll just have a brokered convention. And they have changed the rules. So this just shows you who the rulers of the Republican Party are. I was actually having dinner with one of Rand Paul's staffers or lunch the other day. and he was here in town, and you know he was talking about how just to get Rand into the Republican town hall meetings early on in Kentucky, they had to get thousands of Rand Paul supporters to threaten to stop giving Republicans donations to even get him in the events, even when he had already shown in the polls that he was going to win the primary. I mean, that's how these people operate. They will do anything to keep real libertarian constitutional conservatives out. Now, here is the headline. Republican insider, GOP establishment planning to subvert Iowa to prevent Ron Paul win. And so we're going to be breaking all of this down. And then I saw another analyst last night on Fox saying, oh, well, if he does win, we're just going to ignore it. This is mind control. Speaking of mind control, I'm going to play some clips we put together after I take more calls in the next segment of the John Huntsman ad. And we've actually gone and pulled world leaders calling for global government and saying that New World Order means global government, including George Herbert Walker Bush talking about New World Order. And then separately, Huntsman is spending most of his campaign money in Iowa playing clips from my films with Ron Paul talking about the New World Order and George Herbert Walker Bush saying New World Order and basically implying that Ron Paul's insane. So I'm going to show you the clip, and then I'm going to show you the world leaders saying what Ron Paul said they said. So if Ron Paul walks out and says, the sky is blue, but these people say it isn't, you're supposed to ignore your lying eyes. They think you're mindless children. They treat you like you're a lobotomized jellyfish. They have disdain for you because they sit up there with an appeal to authority in their suits on television looking into a camera. And so there's an appeal to authority, and it must be true. That is so insulting. All right, I'm going back to your calls. Brian in Pennsylvania, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hello, Alex. Big fan of yours. Whether you know it or not, you were part of my intelligence network since you've been public years ago. I run a counterterror criminal espionage unit called Aqua Delta 69. I was offered to work for their killing teams, Cobra Vector 1, in 1978 and 79 as a silent killer, bow sniper, martial artist. I've investigated, starting with our local police department we had in New Jersey in 1969. And I have continued on with the investigation. We can prove Team B, Zebra Rattler 2, killed John Kennedy. We have overwhelming evidence to prove it. And confessions right from British MI6 that the Queen of England ordered his assassination. Everything you say is right on the money.
Well, I know that E. Howard Hunt, who ran assassination squads on record before he died, went public and said that he had run the operation, and that dovetailed with LBJ's widow, that is mistress, who on record was his mistress, Madeline Duncan Brown, I'm going from memory here. And then we also have his lawyer who went public, McClellan, and said that LBJ said that he'd had him killed. And then people spun that and said, well, Alex is saying that LBJ ordered the hit and it didn't go above LBJ. No, all of my sources were under LBJ, and that's as high as our confirmation goes. But I'd like you to send me some information.
Oh, definitely. I've tried to send you in the past. I don't know if you got it. The Queen of England ordered it. MI6 made confessions. Bob Fletcher, I'm going to name him on the air. Bob Fletcher has a picture of the unit 1 month before they killed JFK. Oswald was Patsy, just like he said he was. He was working for the ONI, CIA, and FBI.
All right, sir. Well, I don't know who Bob Fletcher is, and I don't want to – listen, just mail me a letter then with the information. If it gets lost in the thousands of emails, or send it again to showtips@infowars.com. Because I would like to see that information. I appreciate your call. I mean, I'm not doubting the government tries to hire former military people to be assassins, because just separately in my own family, I know that most of the people who were Army officers in my family were approached to be domestic assassination teams. But not for citizens who were just, you know, politically involved. If they were tried to hire them to be assassins to kill drug dealers who weren't laundering their money for the U.S. government. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Welcome.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Micro plant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984. Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to MySolarBackup.com for more information. That's MySolarBackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
Your phone calls are coming up. I would like to hear from listeners specifically about your view of the Republicans openly announcing on TV and radio that the Republican establishment just won't let Ron Paul win one way or the other, that if he wins Iowa, they're just going to ignore it, or that they might actually, well, here's the headline at prisonplanet.com, Republican insider GOP establishment planning to subvert Iowa to prevent Ron Paul win. We've got Ron Paul's brother, Wayne Paul, joining us to talk about this and a lot more in the second hour today. Then we'll continue with open phones in the third hour, but we'll also take some calls for Wayne Paul. Now, Wayne is a great patriot for more than, 40 years or so, fighting the private Federal Reserve. He's basically just like his brother. I mean, he's a CPA that's famously fought the IRS and been involved in court cases beating him. I mean, this family is just 110% patriot, hard charging all the way. You see, I've known Ron Paul since 1996, and I see all these people saying he isn't real, or he's New World Order with no proof, or he's Masonic poobah with no proof. That is establishment COINTELPRO attacking him from the bottom. as Cass Sunstein said that they would do, the White House regulations are. He said the mainstream media has lost so much credibility that they're no longer the mainstream media. So the system has to pose as, quote, conspiracy theorist and alternative media. That means people that aren't bamboozled, people that aren't suckers, people that aren't fools. They have to pose as us because we have credibility to then create infighting. But when you see Wayne Paul, I noticed the media never even picked up on this, Wayne Paul involved in, you know, cases out in Las Vegas with, you know, Patriots and big IRS cases and challenging the IRS in federal court. I mean, just the whole family. And I know folks behind the scenes with Rand Paul, and he is just absolute anti-New World Order. Right down the line, he is just more polished than his father. Just amazing people. And they are great focal points for our movement of liberty to wake people up. So that's coming up after I get to some of your phone calls. I wanted now, though, to get to this video. This is what Huntsman, a gentleman on record who's worked for Obama, so he's in good company with Mitt Romney and Newt Gingrich, who were for carbon taxes, open borders, gun control, wrote the Obama plan. That's Romney. Gingrich, an Illuminist globalist supporting carbon taxes, open borders. I mean, you just can't make up how bad these guys are. And the system just keeps cramming them down everybody's throats. And as people learn about how bad they are, they turn against them. But in the case of Mitt Romney, if he does get the nomination, people are going to hold their nose and say, well, at least he's not Obama. Wait a minute. He will continue everything Obama's done. He's shown that in his actions. But he'll be a new face. And so it'll take a few years to expose him as a globalist traitor. It would be better just to keep Obama in there engaging in all his treason, because at least politically he's garbage. He's spoiled. But it gives them a new, fresh horse for the New World Order to ride on if they get Romney in there. Remember, it's the Republican establishment that's voting for all this draconian police state garbage for Obama. All of these Republican and mainline neocon sites are freaking out over the NDAA and over all of the different MIAC and Homeland Security reports listing patriots and libertarians and conservatives as terrorists. And then meanwhile, it's the Republican Congress that's helping write the book on all of this. It's a ruling political class who poses and acts like they're having a fight with each other, but they're not. And I know that's understood by our listeners, but the general public hasn't completely figured that out yet. This has been the first time in memory, except for Pat Buchanan to a certain extent. You saw what they did with him. Clear election fraud, saying he couldn't win, demonization. Same thing with Ron Paul. But Ron Paul is 5 times better than Pat Buchanan. And Pat's a good person overall. I mean, Ron Paul is as good as it gets. As good as it gets. And so the system is pulling out every stop. So if you don't like what the system's doing, and you're sick of the status quo, and you're tired of things not changing, and you want real hope and change, Ron Paul. And I know our audience understands that, but it's so elementary. It's so simple, and it's so frustrating to see this disinformation. Now, Huntsman is getting desperate right now. He is in absolute, total, and complete panic mode, and he's going after Ron Paul because he has zero credibility, and everybody knows exactly who he is and what he stands for. And we have articles, again, breaking it down at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. There's a good New American article by Thomas Edlam breaking it down. John Huntsman grasping for straws in attacks on Ron Paul. And what do they do in this ad that uses a clip from Endgame, my seminal documentary on the globalist mindset? Not just that they want a world government, but what are they after? What drives our enemy? It's important to know that. It's key to know that. Now, looking at this, it is such an illustration that the top political ad companies that Huntsman and others have hired are going after Ron Paul for simply saying, yeah, Skull and Bones wields a lot of influence. Yeah, CFR and Trilateral Commission do. I mean, both these groups have written thousands of publications. Thousands of publications. The Trilateral Commission since 74, when David Rockefeller set it up, was the Zbigniew Brzezinski. The CFR since 1922. I mean, they put out magazines, internet articles every 2 months. A big book comes out called Foreign Affairs, constantly calling for the end of sovereignty, world government. And so they take clips of Ron Paul talking about real things and imply that it's crazy. Now, think of the disdain that they have for the viewers. All these decades, they told you there's no new world order. All these decades, they said the CFR doesn't exist. I remember Limbaugh saying that 15 years ago. Now he says they don't have power and makes jokes about it. But he used to say it didn't exist. I remember being on talk radio in 96, 97, 98 and getting phone calls. Back then, half the callers would disagree with me on average. And saying, how dare you say there's something called the NSA at Echelon listening to our phones and grabbing data. There's no such thing. And I'd get other calls saying, I work for the government, buddy, and you're not supposed to talk about that. The public thought it was a conspiracy theory that the National Security Agency existed. Then when they admitted it existed by 2000 or so, then we had to have a debate about, no, folks, every major phone company hub has NSA rooms and floors in it, listening to everything you do. Here's the congressional funding for it going back to the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s. Here's the Telecommunications Act. Here's $9 billion in 1996 to put new hubs in all the facilities. Here's the standardization for cell phone manufacturers under FCC regulations that want to sell phones in the country. They've got to have a back door where they can turn it on and listen to you even when it's off. Here's the Telecommunications Act. I got calls. NSA doesn't exist, and they wouldn't spy on us. Today, does the NSA exist? Here I am saying there's a world corporate government bankrupting Europe and the U.S. through derivatives. Told you that 13, 14 years ago, exactly what they would do. Top economist on, George Humphrey and others. Told you everything that was going to unfold, and I'm still here playing childlike games with people. You know, playing along with the childlike game of having to go, there really is a world government. There really is a mega corporate takeover system. And I still get to tune into talk radio randomly almost every week and hear somebody make fun of me, a host or callers, because I talk about this. I mean, it's disgusting. I'm talking about real things that are happening. Ron Paul is, and instead of us having a debate about, do we want a private, corporate, unelected world government that's tyrannical and oppressive and anti-free market, I have to keep having a debate with childlike people about whether it exists or not. Now, this isn't working anymore. That's why the, quote, mainstream media is falling apart and is now known for the liars they are. But still, they think this agenda works. So I'm going to go ahead and play the John Huntsman ad for you. Here it is. The Ron Paul Chronicles.
The assumption is that this guy is like your crazy uncle, but you never expected your crazy uncle to get this far. The problem with him is that he's got some very sound points, but then he's kind of, I don't know, in other areas, scary.
All I can say is, you know, people have written about this, and Skull and Bones is a secret order of Yale, and then the proposition is that people are there groomed for the Trilateral Commission and the CFR, and therefore they will then be in positions of great influence in our government.
President Bush said that the New World Order was in tune, and that's what they were working for.
600,000 Americans died in a senseless civil war. You buy the slaves and release them. How much would that cost compared to killing 600,000 Americans?
If you look at the history, you'll find out that Hamas was encouraged and really started by Israel.
Have you ever read about the reasons they attacked us? They attack us because we've been over there. We've been bombing Iraq for 10 years.
Are you suggesting we invited the 9/11 attacks, sir?
The Israelis are there. The United States is there. All these countries. China has nuclear weapons. Why wouldn't it be natural that they might want a weapon? There'd be, internationally, they'd be given more respect.
Tune in next week for more of the Ron Paul Chronicles with Twilight Zone music. Okay, let's stop right there. This is only a small smattering that you're about to see of just what we grabbed yesterday. There are hundreds and hundreds of these. In fact, the best compendium of them is Jason Burmes' seminal film that I produced, available at Infowars.com, Invisible Empire. It's got hundreds and hundreds of clips and the world leaders openly saying that the New World Order means global government. The New World Order means the state is God. Now, here is a grouping of clips for people out there. I mean, there must be groups that don't think there's a New World Order and don't think that there's a CFR or Trilateral Commission and really think it's kooky to talk about the political gangsters that have gotten all their people into power and that are running this country into the ground and openly announcing a bank of the world that we'll pay our carbon taxes to. So for you, here are world leaders, including George Herbert Walker Bush, Barack Obama, Henry Kissinger, and others, Gordon Brown, Herman Von Rompuy, the head of the European Union, the unelected bureaucrat who runs everything, openly saying New World Order, global governance, global government. I mean, what a hoax. These globalists run ads basically saying, we're going to make fun of you. They think you're peer pressure driven, that if they say the sky isn't blue and they tell you, you'll say, yes, sir, boss. Here's those clips.
I've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
Partnership and cooperation among nations is not a choice. It is the only way.
I think his task will be to develop an overall strategy for America in this period when really a new world order can be created. It's a great opportunity. It isn't just a crisis.
What is at stake is more than one small country. It is a big idea, a new world order, where diverse nations are drawn together in common cause to achieve the universal aspirations of mankind. Now we can see a new world coming into view, a world in which there is the very real prospect of a new world order.
But it is the awareness itself that will drive the change. And one of the ways it will drive the change is through global governance and global agreements. But the many business leaders who have been present here are among those taking leadership in other ways.
Yet these problems can be overcome by a joint effort in our, and between our countries. 2009 is also the first year global governance with the establishment of the G20 in the middle of the financial crisis. The climate conference in Copenhagen is another step towards the global management of our planet.
This is collective action, people working together at their best. I think a new world order is emerging, and with it the foundations of a new and progressive era of international cooperation.
All right, that's just a small grouping. Now, I thought I would go and fact-check Huntsman's ad some more for you because it's Haaretz, Jerusalem Post, UPI, Washington Post, New York Times, hundreds of articles. If you just type in Israel created Hamas, you will get Israeli newspapers by the dozen. But here they are. I'll put some on screen for viewers. For radio listeners, just look this up. This is the Wall Street Journal, January 24th, 2009. How Israel helped to spawn Hamas. And again, we have another grouping of a video in there. That's the third clip. We can just show viewers this on screen, or I can do a document cam shot. So Ron Paul's bad for saying Israel created and set up Hamas. But I mean, there's Haaretz, H-A-A-R-E-T-Z. That's right there, for everybody right there. I mean, they go on and admit that Israel created it. Here's the headline. Israel has only one option when it comes to Iran. Then it goes in the article to Israel creating Hamas. So there it is. But you can go further. You can type in Israel created fake Al-Qaeda or Israel staged attacks against themselves. And you'll pull up Jerusalem Post, Haaretz. We're supposed to just be stupid. See, Ron Paul's not supposed to be able to read Israeli newspapers or the Wall Street Journal. See, our real crime is that we live in the real world. Our crime is that we know how to count to 10. Our crime is we know what's up and what's down. We know what's black and what's white. We know basically how to tie our shoelaces, and you're not supposed to know. You're just supposed to see a guy in a suit, laugh at Ron Paul, and go, he's worried about a global government. Ha ha. Oh, Ron Paul's worried about all these derivatives and the banks imploding us. Ha ha. It's all a planned takeover. And of course they have to keep ridiculing, just like they ridicule and go, they're crazy people. They think there's an agency called the NSA and the government's listening to them. They're crazy people. Now it's all admitted. Just like we told you there was plans to use the military domestically.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you can be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vapriate e-liquid flavors at LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Did you ever think you'd be where you are, a decade into the 21st century? Record foreclosure rates for homes, if not yours, your neighbors. Thankful for the unemployment check since you were laid off. And placing your child's name on the angel tree in hopes of a Christmas gift, along with thousands of other Americans. Did you ever think your future would feel this out of control? The fact is, in all this craziness, there's only one thing you can control. Your greatest dependency, your food supply. Make 2012 the year you take control by getting prepared. eFoods Direct introduces the best way to build your food supply in the 21st century. Get a 21-day supply of food free with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Take back control in 2012. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Remember, you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Okay, going back to your phone calls in this segment, the next, then Wayne Paul, brother of Ron Paul, going to be joining us. Look at this article at the Washington Post. I just typed in Ron Paul and hit search, and almost every article of hundreds says, like, don't vote for him. He's a kook. He loves Bin Laden. He wants your kids to use heroin. Look at this headline of the Washington Post. Seriously, Iowa? Ron Paul? It's like this trendy, windy ridicule of these little pack animal lemmings in the dying dinosaur traitor media. And they just think if they trend you around and say, you're not allowed to vote for him or you're a kook, everybody will say, okay, you're with the discredited Washington Post. I better do what you say right away. I mean, how long do we let these scum dictate to us? It's so pathetic. It's so ridiculous. We have a criminal class that thinks they've taken the country over and has bankrupted us by design and signed us on to their fraudulent debt. It's time to get angry, it's time to never stop, and it's time to expose these people. And it's time to remove our support from them and support true media. We've got 15-day free trials running right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. We're extending the Christmas special a little bit into this month as a New Year special. Get 50, well, you, what is it, comes up to 5.3 months free when you sign up for a year. So you pay for 6.7 months, you get 4. I'm so wound up today I can hardly even talk. You pay for 6.7 months and you get 5.3 months free, PrisonPlanet.tv. We got a lot of other specials running right now as well. Right now, let's go to Mark. Oh, I already talked to Mark, so that was already there. Let's talk to MJ in, who do I talk to then? Okay, I thought I already talked to a Mark in Illinois earlier. Let's just go to MJ in Illinois. MJ, you're on the air. Go ahead.
I just wanted to say that I really do appreciate you because I only listened to you for about 2 years ago where I came across you accidentally on YouTube. And these other talk show hosts, you just hit it on the money. They're just – words can't describe how evil these people are. And I'm just trying to be nice since I'm on air. But the thing I had about Ron Paul is – what they're doing to him is criminal. And we, the American
people... Well, yeah, this is a criminal group that took America over. They really are criminals. They're getting ready to start devaluing the currency and grabbing everybody's bank accounts. They're a bunch of scum. America doesn't exist anymore. It's been taken over by mega banks. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, that's okay. And then also, you know, prime example, you have these neocons saying that they're up for the Constitution, they're for America, they're for our rights... And I don't know if you really talked about it too much, like with Rick Perry starting that lawsuit in Virginia because he didn't make the requirement to take out 10,000 signatures because he couldn't be on the ballot.
Yeah, none of the candidates in Virginia and other states could get on there but Romney and Paul. They're the only major contenders, and I've been saying that for 4 months looking at the polls. The only two people that could seriously run against Obama are Mitt Romney and Ron Paul with the money, the name, everything. And then with Romney, he's an Obama clone, so it doesn't matter. The only person's Ron Paul. It's very simple.
Exactly. And the people, it's right in front of our faces. If we don't wake up, we are not going to have anything left.
Let me ask you a question, because it's important. What do you think of Huntsman trying to claim there's no New World Order when it's in front of everybody?
It's just another example of the globalists showing their arrogance, thinking that we're stupid. And we are. There are people that are waking up. We just need more people waking up. And I hope, particularly today in Iowa, that the people in that state realize what they're doing and still vote their gut. And, you know, we know that Ron Paul is leading these polls. Let's make sure they get out there and vote the way that they feel and stop being sheep on listening to everything other people say.
Exactly. MJ, I appreciate your call. Yeah, doing what the dominant media says is trendy has destroyed this country. We have foreign criminal interest running a giant psyop against us. They're the enemy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.